Number 21. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Please repeat after me. Shastrishvijane vasunishito ninam jemasya sadyak virimrisheshu hetu asanga atma vyatirekta atmani dridharatir bhamanini gonecha.
Shastreshu.
Письма е заключено да е крайни цели, намерени добробити людското душва, одвоеност от телесното схващане на живота и повечена и постоянна придруженост с Всевишния Господину, кой е трансцендентален изнад на материална природа. Смисъл. Свако у людском друштво дело ради крайне добробити в живота. Али особи у тјелесном схваћању не могу достићи крајни цили, нити могу схватити што је крајни цили. Крајни цил живота је описан у Бхагавад Гити 2.59, Парамитриштвани Вартате. Када живо биће открије врховни цил живота, природно постаје одвојено од тјелесног схваћања. Овај стих указује на то да мора постојати, да мора постојано повећавати своју приврженост трансценденцији, брамани. Као што је потврђено у Веданта Сутри 1.1.1, Адхато Брамоджи Гјаса, без распитивања о свевишњем или трансценденцији, не може се одбацити везаност за овај материјални свјет. Процесом еволуције кроз 8.400.000 врста живота не може се схватити крајни цилј живота, јер у свим тим врстама преовладава тјелесно схваћање. Адхато Брамоджи Гјаса значи, да би се живо биће ослободило тјелесног схваћања, мора повећати своју придруженост према Браману или се распитивати о Браману. Онда се може утемелјити у трансценденталном преданом служењу. Шраванам киртанам вишна. Повећати придруженост према Браману значи се окупити се преданим служењем. Они који су придружени имперсоналном облику Брамана не могу остати придружени веома дуго. Имперсоналисти, након што отбаце овај свјет као митја или нестваран, Джаган Нитја, силазе поново у овај Джаган Нитја, мара су узели сањас да би повећали своју придруженост према Браману. Слично томе, многи йоги који су придружени локализираном аспекту Брамана, параматни, велики мудраци као што је Вишвамитра, такође падају као жртве жена. Зато се у свим шастрама савјетује да повећамо своју придруженост свевишње божанске личности. То је једини начин у којем се можемо одвојити од материјалног постојања и у Бхагавад Гити 2.59 је објашњен као парамитриштва нивартате. Са материјалним делатностима можемо престати када развимо укус за предано служење. Чајтанја Махапрабу је такође препоручио љубов према Богу као крајни цилј живота. Према кумарто махан. Без повећавања љубови према Богу, особа не може достићи савршени ниво трансцендентального положаја.
Shastreshidane vasunishito ninam chemasya sadhyak vimrisheshu hetu asanga atma vyatirikta atmani dridharadhya brahmani nirgune chaya.
Nakon pomnog razmišljenja u spisima je zaključeno da je krajni cilj namijenjen dobrobiti ljudskog društva, odvojenost od tjelesnog shvaćanja života, i povećana i postojana privrženost Svevišnjem Gospodinu koji je transcendentalan iznad buna materijalne prirode.
Hare Krishna. Now, mother, is it possible to somehow pacify the young wild men? See, we are not used to this, so for us, it is for you, it is music, or you're used to this, but it is very shocking.
Yeah.
Maybe he can sleep, or this is impossible now. Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pistaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Devam Gauravani Pracharine Nirvaseja Sunyavari Vaskatyari Satarine Jaya
Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
There's no doubt the Vedic scriptures aim at detachment from material life. And say this is possible by increased attachment to Krishna.
I recimo da je to moguće povećanom vezanošću za Krishna.
This is actually the natural development of human life.
To je zapravo prirodni razvoj ljudskog života.
See, our Nitai, with whom all our sympathies are in every second of his life, he is now at the child stage of consciousness.
Naš Nitai, s kim sve naše simpatije u svakom trenutku njegovog života je sada u stanju života koje je dječačko.
For him this playing is a very important expression of his desire to communicate with the outside world.
Za njega to sviranje koje smo počuli je vrlo važan izraz komunikacije sa izvanjskim svijetom.
Later he might become completely absorbed in the world of toy cars, where he takes accidents and great speeds, deadly serious.
Kasnije će možda postati apsorbiran u igračke automobile, gdje će vrlo ozbiljno shvaćati različite saobraćajne nesreće i smrtonosne brzine.
He will not see anything else in one stage of his life.
On neće vidjeti ništa svog života.
However, if his father would become absorbed like this, we might consider that a serious talk is important.
Međutim, kad bi njegov otac postao absorbiran na takav način, onda bismo smatrali da je potreban ozbiljan razgovor sa njim.
This shows you how at a later stage people naturally give up their old life.
To pokazuje kako u zrelim razgovorima prirodno napuštaju svoj stari, prethodni život.
Giving up this old life is dependent on the expansion of consciousness.
Napuštanje tog starog načina života je ovisno o ekspanziji svijesti.
So we can draw from this analogy as a very simple point, which is something like the basis of spiritual knowledge, is that as a human being, because a human being has so much possibility to expand his consciousness, it is extremely naive and childish if he remains on the platform of the sense gratification.
I sada možemo povući jednu analogiju u odnosu prema ljudskom društvu, a ta je da je kada je moguće za čovjeka na ovaj način ekspandirati svijest, ekstremno naivno i djetinjasto ostati na nivou svjesnosti zaokupljene čudnim uživanjem.
Just consider this simple example. The human being's consciousness expand, so therefore he is no longer interested so much in the toys, in the small toys, but becomes interested in the big toys of Mitsubishi, Mercedes, Datsun, Renault, and so on and so forth. He wants to experience the real thing.
Uzmimo samo opcije kako čovjek u jednom stupnju svog razvoja prestane biti zainteresiran za takve nekakve igračke, ali postaje zainteresiran za nekakve velike igračke, odnosno za prave automobile kao što su Mitsubishi, Mercedes, Datsun i tome slično.
Yes. So similarly, only a very childish human being is and can only see his material body. That's a sign of a very limited consciousness.
Na sličan način, samo vrlo djetinjasta osoba, djetinjasta ljudsko biće, može vidjeti, gledati u granicama svog materijalnog tijela.
Why does material consciousness limit the is a limited consciousness?
Zašto je materijalna svjesnost ograničena svjesnost?
Because you can only see in the limited circle of your self interest, like a little child when Nietzsche's toy breaks, hell breaks loose in this house.
Hell breaks loose
in this house.
kao kod u slučaju malog djeteta, kao kod Nitaja, kada se neka njegova igračka slomi, onda pakao nastaje u ovoj kući.
Or let us say he becomes disturbed and cries.
Odnosno, nećima on postoji uzmanjivati plaće.
So in the similar way, when a person's sense gratification is disturbed, he becomes very distressed.
Ili na sličan način, recimo, kad učinjeno uživanje osobe postane uznemireno, on postaje vrlo frustriran i
uznemiren. Then you know this present conflict in Yugoslavia, many people feel, oh, moj Nemečka maka, you know, hopefully the Serbians won't take it, or the economic situation won't take it.
Kao što znate, u sadašnjem trenutku u Jugoslaviji mnogi ljudi misle o moja njemačka marka, nadam se da je Srbi neće uzeti ili nadam se da je ekonomska situacija neće pojasniti.
Moj Kroatija and you know, the benefits of living here.
Ili moja Hrvatska i dobrobiti življenja u njoj.
Material attachment, I think we spoke about this in Pregrada, is something like a pain.
Materialna vezanost, mislim smo govorili o tom u Pregradi, je nešto poput bol.
A pain in the heart.
To je kao bol u srcu.
What happens when you have a pain in one part of the body?
Što se zbiva kada imate bol u nekom dijelu tijela?
You only become absorbed in that particular part.
Vi postajete jednostavno absorbirani na taj određeni dio.
Just imagine you would leave this room and while you are leaving it, you would stop your toe on the doorway and it would start to pain.
Samo zamislite da recimo izlazite odavdje i dok izlazite nabijete svoj palac na vrata i počne vas boliti.
You would only be able to think of your toe the whole day.
Vi biste tada bili sposobni jedino misliti na svoj palac čitav dan.
Someone asked you, how are you? My toe, you would immediately lament about your toe.
Vi bi rekli, oh, moj palac, vi bi odmah jadikovali zbog
me. Because the consciousness becomes just limited to this one thing.
Jer svjesnost na taj način postaje ograničena samo na tu jednu stvar.
In a similar way, all material attachments reduces the consciousness so that you can become anchored on this one thing you are attached to.
Na sličan način, ta materijalna vezanost ograničava vašu svjesnost na samo tu jednu stvar za koju ste
Limited consciousness is manifested in five ways.
Ограничена свјесност се манифестира на пет начина.
I want to read this to you. First, accepting the body as a self.
Прво е прифаќање тела као особено биће.
Second, thinking that when your senses are satisfied, this means the life is moksha.
Друго е да мислите, смакате, да кога се чула задоволна, да е онда живот у реду.
Third, and anxiety because of material attachment.
Трече, тјескоба због материјалних везаности.
Fourth, lamentation and fear of death.
Јадикока и страх од смрти.
And fifth, distraction from the Supreme Truth.
И пето е скретање од апсолутна истина.
I think every one of us is aware of what this means, and I do not really think it's necessary to explain these five points to the devotees here. I will only say it positively. You can measure your advancement when you understand that how much you understand that you are one, different from the body.
Ja bih samo rekao da možete mjeriti svoj napredak kada analizirate prvo koliko razlikujete da ste različiti od tijela.
Second, when you see how you are no longer so dependent on the enjoyment of your senses.
Drugo, kada vidite kako niste više toliko ovisni o uživanju vaših čula.
Third, when you lose all strah due to material identification.
I treće, kada izgubite sad strah zbog materijalne identifikacije.
Fourth, when you lose your strah before death.
Četvrto, kada izgubite svoj strah od smrti.
And five, when you become very attracted to all the things of the Supreme Truth.
I peto, kad postanete privučeni da uvijek mislite na vrhovnu istinu.
You will be happy to hear that in actuality this is the desire of every one of us.
Vidite, sretnite, čujete da je zapravo u stvarnosti to želja svakog od nas.
Why are we so interested in freedom?
Zašto smo mi toliko zainteresirani za slobodu?
This is now a very big word in Yugoslavia, in the political situation. Why are people even prepared to take, to lay down their lives for this kind of freedom?
To je sada vrlo velika riječ u Jugoslaviji, u politici. Zašto su ljudi spremni čak i ostaviti svoje živote radi takve slobode?
It is because the eternal soul hankers for the unlimited free spiritual sky in the spiritual world.
Zbog toga što duhovna duša žudi za vječnom i neograničenom slobodom duhovnog svijeta.
But because it is covered by material misidentification, this desire becomes reflected into the material sphere.
Međutim, pošto je pretjerivana materijalnim lažnim identifikacijama,
it becomes reflected and this desire goes like a reflected ray into the material sphere.
Ta želja postaje reflektirana u materijalnom svijetu, u materijalnoj sferi.
There will be no, there is nothing, political freedom has nothing to do with freedom.
Politička sloboda zapravo nema ništa sa slobodom.
To give you an example, say someone is politically free but he is an addict to heroin.
Na primjer, recimo da je neko politički slobodan, ali je ovisnik o heroin.
He does he is forced to do every crime you can imagine in order to get the required money for his daily dose of heroin.
On je prisiljen vršiti sve moguće kriminale samo da bi se domogao svoje dnevne potrebne količine heroina.
I think no one in his right mind would say such a person is free.
Ja mislim da niko sa zdravog razuma neće reći da je takva osoba slobodna.
He is certainly a rogue.
On je svakako rogue.
So, in a similar way, all material life means to become a slave.
I na sličan način materijalni život znači postati robom.
Because the consciousness becomes limited.
Jer svjesnost postaje ograničena.
I think in our ordinary language we also say this. There are many folk songs. He became a slave of wine. Isn't it?
Ja mislim da to u uobičajenom jeziku i postoji. Postoje mnoge narodne pjesme koje govore o tome kao i on je postao robom pića.
Yes, pliva, piva, or what else is there? Women, he became a slave of women. Oh, yeah. Is this there in the Yugoslavian folk songs
yeah.
also? Yeah, it must be. It's just universally. Because if you are in material attachment, you become a slave. The chains are subtle.
The lances are subtle.
You can't see them.
To znači da ih mi ne možemo vidjeti.
See, Maya is so tricky, she puts you in change in your consciousness.
This
rope, very strong rope, from attachment.
Maya je toliko varljiva, ona nas vezuje, baca u lance u našoj svjesnosti, vrlo snažnim konopcima.
So that someone who is under the influence of Maya cannot understand how he is.
Tako da onaj koji se nalazi pod utjecajem Maje ne može shvatiti na koji način je on pod njezinim.
Ne, ne, ja sam sloboda. they like this, but it is not a fact.
Oni tako kažu, ja sam sloboda, međutim to nije činjenica.
Srila Prabhupada once compared attachments to the gravitation force of a planet.
Jednom je Srila Prabhupada usporedio vezanosti sa gravitacionom silom planete.
When you want to go back to the eternal spiritual world, you must leave the gravitation force of this earthly planet.
Kada želite otići u duhovni svijet, morate napustiti gravitacionu silu ove zemaljske planete.
And become attached to the Krishna planet.
I morate postati vezani za Krishna.
Just like in astronautical undertakings. You cannot be both attached to Maya and attached to Krishna. This doesn't really work. So, we as devotees who are on this platform or path to spiritual life should understand how we can develop our attachment to Krishna. It is impossible, this is what Srila Prabhupada says in the purport, to develop an detachment from matter if you do not develop an attachment to Krishna.
To je nemoguće, kao što kažeš na Prabhupada u smislu, da nemoguće je razviti odvojenost od ovog svijeta ako ne razvijemo odvojenost vezano za Krishna.
And there are numerous examples in the Vedic scriptures of even greatest yogis who, due to not developing their attachment to Krishna, have after long tapasya or austerities and renunciation again developed their old attachments to Maya.
Postoje mnogi primjeri u vedskim spisima velikih spiritualista jogija koji su nakon vršenja dugih strogosti tapasija ponovo razvili vršenost, odnosno vezanost sa materijalnim svijetom.
These yogis sometimes have fallen down to very gross sense gratificatory activities.
Ti jogi su ponekad pali do vrlo grubih čulnih uživanja.
Like Vishvamitra Muni, who was seduced by Menaka.
Kao Vishvamitra Muni, kojeg je zavela Menaka.
Others have not fallen to such gross examples of sense gratification.
Drugi nisu pali do takvog grubog nivoa čulnog uživanja.
But they have developed an attachment to the most subtle of all material elements.
Ali su razvili vezanost za najsubtilniji od svih materijalnih elemenata.
What's ego?
To je lažni ja.
And therefore have not attained the ultimate goal of life.
Stoga nisu postigli vrhovni cilj života.
So Krishna, the Krishna planet, so to say, and his gravitational force is very important if we want to leave this material world. The Mundaka Upanishad compares the process of bhakti yoga with a bow.
Mundaka Upanishad uspoređuje proces bhakti yoga sa lukom.
And the living entity with an arrow.
A živo biće sa strijelom.
So that, consider the example, if you take a bow and an arrow, and you shoot the arrow.
I zamislite primjer da ako uzmete luk i strijelu i izbacite strijelu.
And you can rest assured it will come back to the earthly planet if it doesn't come into the gravitational field of another planet.
Možete biti sigurni da će ona pasti nazad ponovo na Zemlju ako ne dođe u gravitacijno područje neke druge planete.
Yes. I think you know you were our children like Nitai and you were playing with a bow and arrow.
Mislim da svi znate za to, da niste svi djeca kao Nitai i igrali su sa lukom i strijelom.
So therefore let us discuss here how we can develop attachment to Krishna. This will be very important for us. I think everyone here in this room feels that this would be very nice after you have looked in the world and you see violence spreading like wildfire from the Gulf War. One feels, oh, I could just be more attached to Krishna, this would be good. I think instinctively we all feel that this is a time for increasing our attachment to Krishna.
Ja mislim da svako misli na takav način, da svako želi u ovoj sobi, u ovoj prostori, razviti više svoju vezanost za Krishnu, posebno kad pogledamo ovaj svijet, vidimo toliko nasilja u ovom svijetu, počev od rata do u Zaljevu. Mislim da svako na neki način misli, ovo je pravi trenutak da razvijem malo više vezanosti za Krishnu.
Yes, who wants to stay in this burning house called planet Earth?
Ko želi ostati u ovom požaru, u ovoj kući koja je planeti Zemlji?
Yes. So, in the next verse to this, in this chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, five powerful processes of increasing attachment to Krishna are given.
I u sljedećem poglavlju, in this next verse, or
yes, next verse.
U sljedećem stihu u Srimad Bhagavatamu, pet procesa razvijenja vezanosti za Krishnu su opisani.
Attachment for the Supreme can be increased by practicing devotional service.
Vezanost prema vrhovnom može se povećati prakticiranjem sinutrebnog poštovanja.
Do something for Krishna.
Učinite nešto za Krishna.
Don't be like Platon.
Nemojte biti poput Platona.
Who said, let us contemplate the truth.
Hajde, koji je rekao, hajde da kontempliramo istinu.
We want to have an active relationship with the Supreme Truth.
Želimo imati aktivni odnos sa vrhovnom apsolutnom istinom. učiteljem.
The Sanskrit word seva means two things.
Sanskrit riječ seva znači dvije stvari.
First to serve.
Prvo to služiti.
But second to establish a relationship.
Ali drugo također znači uspostaviti odnos.
See, I can only be close to a person if I begin to if I do not approach him in the controlling or enjoying spirit.
Ja mogu biti blizak osobi samo ako joj ne prilazim sa uživalačkim, odnosno kontrolorskim duhom, mentalitetom.
You will find this even in a perverted way when a boy approaches a girl.
Vi ćete to naći isto prisutno na perverten način u odnosu između mladića i djevojke.
Of course, here the hidden motive is to enjoy and to control.
Naravno, iako je tu sakriveni motiv kontroliranja, odnosno uživanja.
But at least overtly he will bring a flower.
Ali, barem izvenski, on će donijeti cvijet.
Or he will say, can I wash your shirt, please?
Ili će ona reći, mogu li oprati tvoju košulju, možete?
I don't know if this is not done, maybe prevent some chewing gum or go. Can you please come with me to the film cinema? I will pay everything. Because only then the relationship can start. So, let us approach Krishna by serving Krishna. This is very important. I want to make this point because we have a scientist here, Zandro. I want to make this point. The empirical process has one mistake. It can only study things which are in a lower category than yourself.
Htio bih ovu poantu učiniti jasnom, posebno zato što tu prisutan naš znanstvenik Sandra. Empirijski proces ima jedan vrlo važan nedostatak, a to je da može proučavati samo niži nivo realnosti.
For a scientist to study something, he must exercise a control over the situation of study.
Znanstvenik da bi nešto proučavao, on mora kontrolirati to svoje područje znanja.
Imagine I want to find out at exactly which temperature water begins to boil.
Recimo da, na primjer, želim naći, istražiti na kojoj temperaturi točno voda počinje vriti ključe.
This will be impossible if I can't bring the water to the boiling point.
To će biti nemoguće ako ne mogu dovesti vodu do temperature vrenja.
Meat I always comes with some cold water and puts cold water in and I can't measure this.
Na primjer, recimo da meat I uvijek dođe sa nešto hladne vode i uvijek nalije, nadolije na taj način, jer nikad neće moći izmijeniti.
I can only study something if I can bring it under, into circumstances like the nerves of a frog. I have to cut the poor frog open. He must be under my control.
Ja mogu proučavati nešto samo ako je pod mojom kontrolom. Kao na primjer, želim proučavati živčani sistem žabe. Onda moram raščerečiti jednu žabu.
So God cannot be brought under control by the mundane scientist.
Međutim, Bog se ne može staviti pod kontrolu svijeta
znanstvenika. And therefore he can't study him.
Stoga ga on ne mogu proučavati.
Because Krishna says, naham prakasham sarvasya, I'm not manifested to the fools.
Krishna kaže, naham prakasham sarvasya, kaže, ja se ne manifestiram budalama.
He does not go into the, does not agree to be bound in chains in the laboratoriums.
On ne pristaje da bude vezan u okove u nekakvom laboratoriju.
Because he is a being who exists in a higher dimension.
Jer on je biće koje postoji u višoj dimenziji.
So to approach him, we have to become his slugi, slugas. Then we can increase also our attachment. Because our relationship starts. Then inquiring about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Second, we should be very interested in this transcendental subject matter and understand it from all visions of anger. We should not be passive, but we should be active listeners. Srila Prabhupada very much wanted this from his disciples. One time I remember he was on a morning walk with his disciples, and in this morning walk he saw different things, so he said, this nice house would make a very good temple for Krishna, for
instance.
Then he saw a park, walked through a park. Oh, this park could be very nicely used in Krishna's service by making a festival here. And all the time the devotee said, da. Then all of a sudden Prabhupada said, here's a nice dog, this could be also used in Krishna service. The devotee said, Bhaktas, Recha, da. Prabhupada said, no! When will you ever begin to think? How can we engage as a dog in Krishna service? So he wanted his devotees to become a little active up here. Not gloopy. Yes. So inquiring about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When you read, don't devour lines. But ask yourself, how does this apply to my life? Do I actually, maybe, have I heard something somewhere else in a book which is supporting this point? And how can I incorporate this point in my life? That's the third point, actually. Applying Bhakti Yoga in life. You can make very easily advancement in Krishna service if you take those instructions which somehow appeal to you and put them in your direct life. For instance, you hear that it is nice to chant Brahma Sanghita. Do it! You should not be attentive to the mental niveau. Do it. So the fourth process is worshipping the Yogeshwara, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now Prabhupada explains this as very in a very interesting way, which I want to read to you directly. In this verse, it is recommended, Yogeshvara Upasanaya, that one serve the lotus feet of the topmost yogi or the devotee.
U ovom stihu se preporučuje Yogeshvara Upasanaya, da se služe lotosova stopala najvišeg yogija ili bhakte.
Yeah, to serve the topmost devotee means to hear from him about the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Služiti najvišeg yogija znači slušati od njega o slavama svevišnje božanske ličnosti.
And to hear the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead from the mouth of a pure devotee is to acquire a pious life.
Slušati o slavama svevišnje božanske ličnosti sa usana čistog bhakte znači steći pobožan život.
So to worship Krishna means actually to come in contact with a pure devotee.
I, dakle, obožavati Krishnu znači doći u kontakt sa čistim bhaktom.
And hear from him.
I slušati od njega.
And apply this.
I primijeniti.
I want to give you a very nice and simple example.
Želim vam dati jedan vrlo lijep i jednostavan primjer.
Once there was a great saint called Bharata.
Jednom bio veliki mudrac po imenu Bharata.
He was on a pilgrimage.
On je bio na hodočašću.
So he felt a little tired and and went to take a rest under two trees.
I on se osjećao pomalo umoran i otišao je da legne ispod dva drveta.
He put his head on the root of one tree.
On je stavio svoju glavu na korijen jednog drveta.
And the legs so that it was a little higher on the root of the second tree.
I noge tako da budu na malo povišenom na korijen drugog drveta.
After resting for a few hours, he went on to Varanasi where he lived.
Nakon što se odmorio nekoliko sati, ne nastavio dalje do Varanasija gdje je živio.
And the two trees immediately crippled.
A dva drveta su se odmah savinula, skrčila.
They died.
Da, oni su umrla.
And they took birth as two very pious ladies of a Brahmana. Of a Brahmana in Varanasi.
Ta dva drveta su odmah umrla i ponovo su se rodila kao vrlo pobožne žene jednog brahmane u Varanasi.
So when they had grown up, they went to Bharata and thanked him.
I kada su odrasli, oni su otišli do Bharata i zahvalili mu se.
You have saved us.
Ti si nas spasio.
By sleeping on us.
Spavajući na nama.
Why is it? I'm actually a celibate, you know. Why? What? Well, it was like this. The two girls said, once we were to damsels of the heavenly planets, to Apsaras.
To je zapravo bilo ovako, rekli su ove dvije djevojke. Jednom mi smo bile dvije apsare iz sličnih planeta.
When Indra saw that a yogi achieved great powers on the earthly planets, he sent us to seduce this yogi.
Kada je Indra vidio jednog yogija koji je postao prilično uspješan u svojim prakticiranju joge, on se poslao da zavedemo tog yogija.
So we went down to the earthly planet and we danced before him as to break his concentration.
I mi smo se išli na planetu Zemlju i počeli smo plesati pred njim da bismo prekinuli njegovu meditaciju.
When the wind took away my cloth, the yogi saw me.
Kad je vjetar odnao moju odjeću, yogi me vidio.
To je to one yogi.
Rekla je jedna mlada djevojka.
he became so angry. He looked at me and he said, for this you and your sister will go on. He was a bhakti yogi. For this you and your sister will take birth as trees.
On je bio bhakti yogi, on je rekao, zbog ovoga ti i tvoja sestra će da se roditi kao drveće.
Oh, said I, I was acting under Indra's order. I'm just a girl, you know, I have not thought deeply about the subject. Save me.
Ona je rekla, o, ja sam samo djelovala po naređenju Indre. Molim te, spasi me, ja nisam duboko razmišljala o svemu tome. Ja sam samo jednostavna djevojka.
It was not very saintly, therefore I didn't think that this would be an offense.
Ja nisam baš bila jako sveta, nisam mislila da će to biti uvreda.
Moshe, said the yogi, but the curse cannot be taken away.
U redu je, rekao yogi, međutim, to poklestvo se ne može samo tako poništiti.
Only when the great saint Bharata, who every day reads the Bhagavad Gita, comes and touches you, you will be delivered from this
curse.
Devotees. So, therefore, worshipping the Yogeshwara, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and by hearing and chanting about the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's the last. It's actually six processes. Hearing and chanting about the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is how you can make advancement. Now, when you begin your devotional service, as we all know, it is we are not yet completely strong in our Krishna consciousness.
Kada se počinjemo sa našom slušnom prvenom poštovanja, kao što svi znamo, mi nismo baš jako čvrsti u svojoj svjesnosti.
We are a little weak in the beginning when it comes to applying everything which we have heard.
Mi smo malo slabi na početku kad dođe do primjene svega što smo čuli u životu.
That means our endeavor and perseverance can easily be thwarted.
Što znači da naš napor i naša ustrajnost mogu lako biti uništeni.
Therefore, it is important for us to be always in the association with Vaishnavas.
Zato je važno za nas da uvijek budemo u društvu Vaishnava.
Because in the association of Vaishnavas, it is very easy to always hear about Krishna, also think of Krishna in some ways or another.
Jer u društvu Vaishnava je uvijek lako zapravo misliti o Krishni i slušati o Krishni na ovaj ili onaj način.
And only if you are in a spiritual atmosphere like this, where you are reminded of Krishna, then you can be safe from the unwanted and bad desires which are still lurking within your heart.
I samo ako smo na taj način u društvu Krishna, onda možemo biti oslobođeni od tih naših nepoželjnih želja.
In such association, there should be, you should learn the following five things.
U takvom društvu mi trebamo naučiti sljedećih pet stvari.
Devotion.
Devociju.
Faith to Krishna.
Vjeru u Krishna.
Respect to the teachings of Sri Krishna.
Poštovanje prema učenju Sri Krishna.
Honesty.
Poštenje.
And also affection to Krishna.
I također vezanost, odnosno ljubav prema
Krishna. Then you will be also, you will experience how in this association where you serve Krishna, your five enemies in devotional service go.
И вы можете тако осетити да у таком друштву, где расте ваша любовь к матери, как пять неприятеля
отлази. These are five faults which every devotee must be aware of.
То есть это пять недостатков, которых всякий бхакта мора быть свестен.
One is drowsiness.
Jedna je pospanost.
At this particular moment, no one is sleeping. But sometimes when we practice chanting or reading, we become like yesterday when we walked out of the building. You remember this, our friend behind the glass, who was before the plastic cup? This
yeah.
man. He was not very fired up, this man. Drowsiness, huh? Then, vikshepa, that means mundane association.
Vikshepa значи svjetovno druženje.
Our old friends.
Наши старые приятели.
This is, we are a little, maybe in the beginning, still attached to this, huh? Maika, Papa. Then, apratipati.
Apratipati.
That's another fault. Disinclination for bhajan. There are some new devotees, whenever there is kirtan or bhajan, they run away. It is worse than hell for them to sit in the temple room. They always find something else to do during this time. Where were you doing the kirtan? Oh, I did devotional service. I had some service to do,
Prabhupada.
For kasaya, this is the mistake. You know, these subtle things which are in the heart, instinctive anger is my. Or greed. Or pride. These are also mistakes. And then the fifth is rasasvat. It means the fifth fault. You think of sense enjoyment while engaged in bhajan. In the beginning, this is very much the case. When a friend of Krishna or a new bhakta begins to chant Hare Krishna, there's a cinema of the material world. I remember when I started chanting, I thought, well, this is far out, you know. I asked the devotees what's going on in me. I saw pictures of sense enjoyment which were definitely not from this life. It must have been from another life. I'm a very poor soul, so yeah. So anyways, let's go on. So these five balls, we will overcome them by devotional, performing our sluchpa in this company of devotees. We can overcome these five faults if we perform our stuchpa in the association with devotees.
Ми можемо вичи обих пет недостатака, ако практицираме службу в друштво бхакта.
Now, I will give you four, no, anyway, that's two. Anyway, actually, I can't control my senses. I will give you six other things which you will overcome in this association. And no devotee has six symptoms of unsteadiness.
Mladi bhakta ima šest simptoma nepostojanosti.
And when he sees them, he shouldn't be shocked. It is completely natural. He should understand he's making advancement.
On treba shvatiti da on napreduje.
Because these six symptoms now, he is walking through this valley of the six symptoms.
Jer on sada prolazi kroz tu dolinu tih šest simptoma.
To come back to the eternal spiritual world, we all have to walk through this valley.
I da bismo se vratili nazad u duhovni svijet, mi svi moramo proći kroz tu dolinu.
So don't become shocked when you see the crippled trees staring at you with naked eyes.
Nemojte biti šokirani kad vidite to zdrčeno drveće, iskrivljeno drveće kako budi u vas otvoreni oči.
Be a man or woman and of character and go through this.
Budite karakterni muškarac, odnosno žena i prođite kroz to.
First is utsahamayi.
Prvo je utsahamayi.
You become very enthusiastic one day. I have it! Krishna consciousness is a key to my life. All problems are solved. The problems are only on the mental niveau. Nothing for me. Next day. So many doubts. Is Krishna really God? Is it true that I'm eternal? Maybe I'm just matter. Like the scientists say. They are intelligent. They are also intelligent. Then,
Ganatarala.
That means, from today on, my life will be different. Now the Serbians might soon come. I will become a good devotee. No problem. But it is only a very sporadic endeavor. You just say the world is going to hell. Now I will do something, but it is only during. It's only very sporadic. You can't maintain it. The third is vyuhar vikalpa. It means you oscillate. Between material and spiritual life. This is especially there for a friend of Krishna. One day he is still liking to smoke a little on the side. And also he might go to the cinema. See a very heavy movie. After all, we have democracy now. Before that, we couldn't see the film. Let's be modern. Let us not be run like this around the world. So, the womb might tell you so many things. Now, Vyurha Vikalpa also exists in... and then the other day, he's reading, chanting, doing slujba, and so on. That's going back and forth. This can also go on in the womb of a already initiated devotee. One time he is in Krishna consciousness, but then he thinks of Maya. And gets completely into this in the thought. Then Vishoya Sangara. It's another symptom. It means to fight with Maya. Who is stronger? Me?
Yeah.
Or sense gratification? Of course, me. Like this, fighting with Maya. So one contemplates still the material life. The fifth is Niyamakshama. No determination. And the sixth is Tarangarangini. You water your attachment. Now this is too much. I can't always be like a man with ropes around his hands. I have these desires. Let me live it out. Then I will be clever in the end. I will know more. And bhakti will come natural. Now I don't want to be a false yogi. Let me be honest. Yes, I'm Nikov. And live it out. After all, in psychology we learn if you suppress a desire, you become a neurotic animal. But see, it is not so simple. When you water your material seeds, you become more entangled in the material world. And you can't get out any longer. It is not that you gain an experience, and as an experienced free man, you overcome Maya. But you become bound, the tongue, on the genital, on the ear, on the sense of touch, that was already the eyes, everything. I think that would be a nice subject for our darshan, to show the conditioned soul, how it is bound everywhere and all the senses. This was a description of the beginning stages of Bhakti Yoga. They all can be overcome by following the processes which we have enumerated of increasing attachment to Krishna. By the strength of Sri Krishna, of these powerful processes, you can free the soul from the ropes of attachment.
Snagom Sri Krishna, procesem możemy postati oslobodzeni od tych konotacji.
And become very free in your Krishna consciousness. So, Hare Krishna, taking a lot of your time, but somehow you enthused me to talk about all these things in detail, so I hope that you have gleaned some inspiration from this and will engage your life more and more in Krishna consciousness. This a time of material unrest, we can use this for our progress. By understanding how Maya is working, we can develop the determination to become free of Maya.
Shvaćajući kako Maja djeluje, možemo razviti odlučnost da postanemo slobodni Maje.
So let us use this time, even let us be winners also in this time, yeah, by getting transcendental treasures.
Budemo pobjednici i u ovom trenutku, osvajajući transcendentalna obilja, bogatstva.
Obilja. So, Hare Krishna, do you have any questions to all this?
Da li imate nekako pitanje u vezi s ovim?
Yes, Deva.
He's asking whether it is just important to develop our attachment to Krishna, or it is also the same if we develop our attachment for service to devotees and things like that.
Very interesting question, Deva. The standard answer is, if you develop your attachment to your service, everything is okay. I think we have heard this many times. Service is most important. Think about your slujba. But it is described that less advanced devotees, they will just talk about the service. Where to buy the best computer? What is the best amplification? Which cars can drive the fastest and are the cheapest for our služba? How to insure the cars? Where to get the best potatoes at the cheapest price? And how to actually make the best impression during preaching programs? How to organize everything to maximum effectiveness. See, the danger in this is that we think about the things. So parallel to this, we must take care that our attachment to hearing about Krishna is developed. It's not black and white. We certainly, one symptom of attachment to Krishna is that we want to do our service good. When you love somebody, you certainly, or when you are attached to somebody, you certainly want to make it very nice for him. But let us have Krishna in the center of our attention. And do our service. If we only think about our service, we might not really experience how we get free from bad qualifications. We might become attached to the results.
Možemo postati vezani za rezultate.
Or do our service so that we are number one on the Sankirtan list.
Ili da ćemo raditi prvi ili drugi ili treći na Sankirtan listi.
In other words, we might not do it for Krishna.
Možda to nećemo činiti za Krishna.
Therefore, increasing your personal attachment to Krishna is important.
Stoga razvijenje naše osobne vezanosti za Krishna je vrlo važno.
Yes, is it? Yeah. Did I answer your question?
What about our attachment for the body?
Oh yes, we cannot develop attachment to Krishna if we do not develop attachment for the body.
Mi ne možemo razviti vezanost za Krishnu ako ne razvijemo vezanost za njegove bhakte.
Who will help us to develop our attachment to Krishna, except the devotees? They have the attachment to Krishna. See, it is not abstract. We are personalists. This is, in the material world, it is clever. One is clever if one is an impersonalist, because so much pain can come from personal relationships.
U materijalnom svijetu osoba je pametna ako je impersonalist, jer toliko boli dolazi od međuljudskih osobnih odnosa.
People are so much suffering because of these wrongly placed personal relationships.
Ljudi toliko ispaštaju zbog tih krivo usmjerenih osobnih odnosa.
So many broken
toliko mnogo slomljenih srca.
Srca, yes. So many broken skata and so many bad feelings towards others.
Toliko mnogo loših osjećaja prema drugima.
So therefore, out of self-protection, the clever people tend to become, or certain people, certain people tend to, withdraw in their own mental world.
Toliko mnogo problema prema I iz toga ljudi teže za tim da se povuku u sebe.
But in the association of devotees we should open up.
Međutim, u društvu bhakta mi se trebamo otvoriti.
Because Krishna, he says, he is not my devotee who says he is my devotee.
Jer Krishna kaže, on nije moj bhakta koji kaže da je moj bhakta.
He who is the devotee of my devotee, he is my devotee.
On koji je bhakta moga bhakte, on je moj bhakta.
Go this way. So the best way to develop one's attachment to devotees is to serve them. And to also see what is the essence of this devotee. See, Hare Krishna devotees are very temperamental people.
Hare Krishna bhakti su vrlo temperamentni ljudi.
They are very open somehow.
Oni su vrlo otvoreni.
They are very natural.
Oni su vrlo prirodni.
They don't play a very saintly role.
Oni ne igraju neke svetačke uloge.
Sometimes it's very difficult to see how they are svetac.
Ponekad je vrlo teško vidjeti na koji način su oni sveci.
Sveci, yes. Because they don't make, they are just very natural in their slučpa. Where's my slučpa? And
Yes, oni vrlo prirodni u svojoj službi. Jednostavno misle, gdje je moja služba I tamo slično.
So, when we are associating with them, we must be careful to not make an offense. We must see, here's someone who has given up everything.
Moramo vidjeti, on je osoba koja je ostavila sve.
Just to sleep with 10,000 people in the brahmachari room in Pregrada. This is I always, my love and affection always grows when I look into the brahmachari room of Pregrada. They're so full. And then they're sleeping under the computers, of Veda magazine.
Moja ljubav I vezanost uvijek poraste kad vidim brahmačari sobu u pregradi kako prepuna bhakte spavaju po posvuda čak i ispod kompjutera za rađenje Veda magazina.
They are very transcendental people. Even my mother could see this. When she visited once when I was just a young bhakta at the temple, she visited the temple.
Čak i moja majka se mogla vidjeti jednom prilikom kad sam došao, ona je došla u hram, posjetila me dok sam bio u hram.
She wanted to speak with me and see how I'm doing. So she passed the kitchen and she saw me washing the pots in the kitchen.
Ona je htjela vidjeti me i razgovarati sa mnom i prošla je pored kuhinje i videla me da poperem lance u kuhinji.
And she couldn't believe it. She looked three times. You? Yes, I'm coming. 50 more minutes and I'm finished with the pot. Yes, yes, do. And then she went to the temple president. And she said, congratulations. She was convinced that Krishna consciousness works. So, what was it? Yes, attachment to the devotee was important.
You said that the soul cannot be never be satisfied on the material platform due to reduced consciousness.
Yes.
I'd like if you could explain me what is the freedom on transcendental platform.
Because there we are also servants.
Rečeno da ne možemo nikad biti slobodni, da se nikad ne može biti zadovoljni na materijalnom planu zbog toga što nam je svjesnost reducirana. Se me zanima na koji način se gleda ta sloboda na transcendentalnom nivou, posljedno što smo nazivali da smo učili.
On the transcendental platform, the soul is in his natural position.
Na transcendentalnom nivou duša je u svom prirodnom položaju.
In his original identity.
U svom izvornom identitetu.
In the material platform, he is under under the control of the material laws of nature. Now, when we think from the material platform about our about a service relationship to God, we will immediately compare it to a service relationship in the material world, which means unfreedom.
Kada mi na materijalnom nivou razmišljamo o odnosu služenja prema Bogu, mi ćemo odmah misliti o neslobodi, jer ćemo usporediti to sa materijalnim služenjem.
However, this free platform of service to Krishna is different than the service in the material world.
Međutim, taj nivo služenja Krišne je različit od služenja u materijalnom svijetu.
In the spiritual world, it means you are protected by Krishna.
U duhovnom svijetu mi smo zaštićeni od strane Krišne.
In the material world, it means exploitation of.
A u materijalnom svijetu to je eksploatacija.
In relating to Krishna in a service relationship, you are never exploited.
U našem odnosu sa Krishnom, kad služimo Krishnom, nismo nikada eksploatirani.
It is described that Krishna actually becomes the servant of his devotee.
Zapravo opisano je da Krishna postane sluga svojih bhakta.
By service. The devotee serves Krishna.
Kada bhakta služi Krishna.
Like Krishna became the charioteer of Arjuna. Or Krishna takes his servants in the spiritual world on their shoulder.
See,
service means love.
služba znači ljubav.
And if there is real love, that's not a one dead end street.
I ako postoji stvarna ljubav, to nije jedna slijepa ulica.
Yes, one way street actually. Jedna smjerna. It goes to both ways. Krishna loves his devotee.
U oba smjera. Krishna voli svoj bhakta.
And he takes care of his devotee.
I on brine o svoj
bhakta. Just like in a mundane relationship, I think we all know when you love, when there's real love, you are free to do anything.
Kao u svijetom odnosima, sami znate, ako postoji stvarna ljubav, onda ste slobodni učiniti sve.
See, if a friend, if the criminal comes before the high court judge, he is very respectful.
Ako na primjer kriminalac dođe pred visokog suca, onda će biti pun straha i poštovanja.
But if a friend comes, he makes.
Ali ako prijatelj dođe, on će ga pljesnu po leđima.
Toshi! He
says. Tosho reče.
Toshi.
A Tosi.
Tosi, yes. Tosi, you please come with me. We will swim in the lake of Subhashicha.
Dođi, molim te, sa mnom. Plivat ćemo u jezeru Palić, pre Subotice.
And then the friend takes the high court and puts him under water.
I onda prijatelj povuče svog prijatelja visokog suca i potopi ga pod vodu.
Now if the criminal would say, Tosi!
Kriminalac rekao da tu si.
That would mean 10 years more. So in a relationship of the Krishna, the soul experiences freedom.
I u odnosu sa Krishnom duša doživljava slobodu.
There's no control of the material environment.
Nema kontrole materijalnih okolnosti.
And there's not this false ego which binds the soul.
I ne postoji taj lažni ja koji vezuje dušu.
See, we should not think that service means, you know, a bone through the nose and then work all day and all night.
Mi ne trebamo misliti da služba znači da imamo kost provučenu kroz nos i onda moramo raditi cijeli dan i cijelu noć.
This was an anthropocentric question.
To je bilo anthropocentric.
So, I think we have come to a natural end. Thank you very much. And please all come this evening to the same place. We felt Navadvip myself, the Zagreb people need more enthusiasm.
Da zagrebačkim ljudima treba više entuzijazma.
So the devotees must be in the audience and
bhakti mora biti u publici i oživjeti malo.
More enthusiastic vibration is brought.
Tako da traži entuzijastične vibracije.
And please don't always run out and in during the program like yesterday.
Nemojte trčkarati stalno unutra i van kao jučer.
The atmosphere becomes so distracted.
Atmosfera postane jako.
Good, so Hare Krishna, Jai! 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 Jai!
Jai!
Jai!
Hare Jana.